his eyes crossed, looking at the pistol that would soon end his evil days. It dug into his forehead, I'm sure it hurt in many ways. Hurt because his daughter was finally making a stand. Hurt because he owned the gun that she held within her hand. Hurt because black talons could make mincemeat of a man. And hurt because as I talked to him, he began to understand. I cursed him for my damage, the words and fists he used. I cursed him for his hands on me, for leaving me abused. I went on and on and on and on in my soliloquy. He said, Christ, you're boring, you fucking bitch, just put an end to me. Just then, I saw the irony of what I was loading in his head, all those words and feelings just to pour out once he's dead, filling up his brain with my words and his ugly, stupid head, only to bust it open and erase what I just said. I only pondered for a moment because I had a goal that day, and I erased my words and feelings in a bony crimson spray. I erased my words and feelings in a bony crimson spray.